The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Thursday, Dom. A stormy Thursday. A cross-examination of stormy Thursday edition. A happier happy hour. Welcome to it, sir.
Happy happy hour to you, Crudy Rich. Thank you, of course, our fair audience. What a day it has been. Not a great day for the former guy, I would say.
It's about to get better on the greatest radio show ever because Dom, as promised, all day long. The dramatic reading of the stormy testimony. And I think just the key points, the wow points, my source, the Washington Post. But before I get there, I'd like to talk about tomorrow's big show. Because Trump's back in court tomorrow, and we'll be back on the airwaves tomorrow, Dom. Going to start the big show at 3 o'clock tomorrow with Mark Pocan, my congressman. We're going to talk about his vote to not save MAGA Mike Johnson. You know what Mark voted? Present.
He voted present. That's interesting.
He did not vote to preserve the speaker. So Mark Pocan, he'll tell us tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour and in the 5 o'clock happier, happier, about 24 hours from now. Joe Walsh, guitarist from the Eagles, Dom. Joe Walsh.
All right. Man, life's been good to me so far.
Actually, not that Joe Walsh. Different okay. Joe Walsh. Equally as excited about.
I don't know about. This Joe Walsh is probably a cool enough guy, but I don't think he was like throwing TVs out the window with Led Zeppelin.
Probably was not throwing TVs out the window with Led Zeppelin, but he did run for president against Donald Trump, and I suspect he's had lots of death threats, Dom.
All right.
And he is a radio dog like us. I actually like Joe Walsh since he's become a never Trumper. Anyways, former congressman, friend of Crudy's, I'll introduce you, Dom, tomorrow on the airwaves.
All right. We have not yet met. I look forward to it tomorrow, baby.
But a couple of important points from court today, New York City, the hush money trial. That's what they're calling it. I'm calling it a voter deception trial. But Dom, it's interesting. There was another request today from the defense, defendant Trump's lawyer said, we must dismiss this case
because mistrial. Of
Stormy's testimony. And as the headline states over at the Raw story, Dom, Judge Mershon explains how Trump's lawyer just torpedoed his client's mistrial motion.
Uh-oh.
Always great when you get chastised in open court. Former President
Donald... In real time, on the radio...
Former President Donald Trump's defense attorneys were seeking a mistrial in his Manhattan hush money case on the basis the adult film star Stormy Daniels' salacious witness testimony about their alleged sexual affair, is that what it was, an affair, Dom, were too prejudicial to be part of the evidence for the charges of business fraud, but it was reportedly denied. And Judge Juan Mershon appeared to make clear to Trump counsel Todd Blanche, that he is partly to blame for why a mistrial over these details is such a dubious proposition, because he's the reason these details are relevant in the first place.
Uh-oh, what?
Following your motion for a mistrial on Tuesday, I went back to the chambers. I pulled out my decisions on both motions for Lemon, the omnibus decision, and the transcript from Tuesday. I went back to make sure that there were guidelines, no inconsistencies. And after having done so, I came away satisfied. Let me back up. Going back to opening statements, Mr. Blanche, in your opening statement, you denied there was ever a sexual encounter between your defendant and Stormy Daniels. Ruh-roh, Shaggy.
Yeah, he came up, right up, said it.
Your denial puts the jury in a position of having to choose who they believe. Donald Trump, who denies that there was an encounter, or Stormy Daniels, who claims that there was. In other words, the judge reportedly added, the more specificity Daniels provides, the better, that can weigh her credibility.
Of course.
Daniels provided a number of embarrassing and unflattering details in her testimony, including that Trump used the moniker Honey Bunch for her.
Honey Bunch. Honey Bunch.
That he did not use a condom. Ah. Hence the aforementioned raw dogging a porn star, Dom. And that Trump's marriage was rocky at the time and that...
Oh, but it's great now.
I'm sure. I'm sure it is, Dom. That's real love. And that she felt intimidated by the power imbalance and found it hard to object to him. Now, Trump, who has never acknowledged any affair between the two of them ever happened, at one point was openly cursing during Daniels' testimony in court, prompting Mershon, that's the judge, Dom, to order Blanche, that's the defense counsel, to control his client. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. I thought I had seen one other interesting thing. The details, the salacious details, if I can pronounce the word properly, Dom. Well, some had said, and I'd seen some legal experts, even on the CNNs and the MSNBC, saying, wow, it's a lot of detail. That's an interesting point Mershon makes.
Well, yeah, it's almost like she was there and she's telling the truth. She's talking about the deodorant and the shampoo and the color of the tile floor and, oh, you didn't use the condom. You know, the minor details.
Well, again, they requested a mistrial. Donald Trump's lawyers demanded a mistrial in the Manhattan criminal case around the alleged hush money scheme, voter deception, Crudy calls it. But it led to a threat from prosecutors. May I just add, contrary to your belief through consumption of the Foxy News today, this is not going really well for Donald Trump.
No, according to Fox News today, it was a masterclass by the attorneys for Donald Trump, Mrs. Necklace.
Well, because they did lots of slut-shaming of a porn star, and she didn't seem shamed. She seemed quite undaunted. We'll get to that in the dramatic readings to come, but a little bit more. Now, Trump faces 34 felony counts, including the falsification of business records. But here's the interesting part. We know all that. That's sort of the history. Lawyers for Trump have argued that because Daniels provided so much irrelevant detail about Trump, the jury was ultimately unable to make a valid ruling. In response, prosecutors explained, those messy details, that's motive. A little bit more, Dom. The shocking information around the encounter, they argued, is the reason that Trump wanted to pay the hush money deal to begin with. They're the reason he wanted to hide the hush money payment, the prosecutor said. And prosecutors went so far as to say that they had pages of information going into great detail about the former president that they intentionally didn't ask about to avoid doing what the defense was accusing them of doing. They went so far as to offer to submit the details to the court under seal. Judge, you should know what we're not introducing.
Right. If you as think evidence. This is glorious detail, let me show you this under seal. We have another chapter for you.
MSNBC's Nicole Wallace asked former National Enquirer reporter Letchen Cartwright whether those salacious details would have made it into the pages of their reports, you know, the Enquirer. In every supermarket, everywhere, days before the election and off the back of the Access Hollywood tapes, that's why it was so damaging. Yeah, I think so. So, anyways, Dom, the prosecutors are threatening to submit all the messy details they have not yet brought up in court, and the judge, in chastising the defense counsel, that's Trump's lawyers, pointed out, you started this. The opening statements you claimed Trump never had sex with that woman, Stormy Daniels. Of course, you got to bring some of the details to the trial. In fact, I understand the prosecutors have quite a few more that they're considering entering into the record.
Going back to opening statements, Mr. Blanche, in your opening statement, you denied there was ever a sexual encounter between your defendant and Stormy Daniels. Your denial puts the jury in a position of having to choose who they believe, Donald Trump, who denies there was an encounter, or Stormy Daniels, who claims there was.
I stand with Stormy.
In other words, the judge reportedly added, the more specificity Daniels provides, the better, then can weigh her credibility. Yeah, and it goes to motive as well. And, oh, yeah, that was just like the cliff notes. They got pages and pages of more detail from Stormy Daniels, apparently going to specify specifically what happened that night. I'm very curious. I'd love to hear more.
Apparently, the prosecutor's just given them the tip of the iceberg, Dom.
Just the tip. The unadulterated tip of the iceberg. There's way more.
We'll let you participate in this fine hour, this dramatic Stormy Daniels reading hour. Not so much with the reading alouding. I'm taking the lead on Stormy today, Dom. Have you found the post coverage?
I have.
Let's get started, because this stuff's pretty good. Let's start with takeaway number one. Wow! One point, how do you think
necklace.
It's
pronounced? Like necklace. It's a necklace. Like a necklace. Like a pearl necklace. Like a necklace.
Pearl necklace. Okay, I'll try to use that as a tool to remember how to pronounce it. Yeah. She wants a pearl necklace. Necklace bluntly suggested that Daniel's long career in the adult films made her predisposed to make things up about sex, including her encounter with Trump.
What? I mean, that's such bunk.
Here is what counsel reportedly said. You have a lot of experience making phony stories about sex appear to be real, question mark? Suggesting that Daniels made up the details of her sexual encounter with Trump. Wow, Daniels said, then added, if the story were untrue, I would have written it a lot better.
And maybe a little longer, and maybe less spanking with the magazine, and maybe a different partner. I mean, so Stormy Daniels was not only a performer in the movies, she also eventually became a director. One of the things, apparently according to testimony, that impressed Donald Trump about her. You're the smart one. So what? Because she was a director, because she came up with these films, she came up with the storylines, that is what the prosecutors suggested, that because she did it in film, she's doing it now. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Come back 844-967-2789. We're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines are open for you. We'll get there shortly. Talk or text 844-967-2789.
We're doing a little dramatic reenactment of what may have happened in court today. We only have the transcripts and some reporting of the testimony of Stormy Daniels. Apparently, she was on the stand for cross-examination a couple of hours this morning. And the attorney for the Trump legal team, defendant Trump, what's her name? Pearl Necklace?
Necklace.
Well, at multiple points today, Necklace suggested Daniels had changed her story about the 2006 incident with Trump over the years. And Daniels pushed back after Necklace proposed that Daniels' description of sex with Trump had completely changed. Daniels angrily told the lawyer, you're trying to make me say it changed, but it hasn't changed. In another moment, in exasperated, Daniels told Necklace that she was trying to trick me into saying something that was not entirely true. Now, they also tried to
cross-examination, baby.
Get her to what? Acknowledge that Trump had a good round of golf that day at the outing? And she effectively said, you know, who cares? Why would I care? Well, he was the biggest star there.
Right.
Well, it depends on what your tastes are, because she also talked about some of the other big stars that were there. to her opinion, maybe Charles Barkley a bigger star than Donald Trump.
Trump in his underwear. Crudy Necklace pressed Daniels on her previous comments that she was so shaken when she saw Trump sitting in the hotel room in 2006 that she became lightheaded and almost fainted. When are you not expecting a man twice your age in his underwear? Absolutely, she said. Necklace, invoking Daniels' longtime work as sex-related industries, asked her whether it was the first time in your life that someone made a pass at you. Daniels said no, but the encounter stood out for how much larger and older Trump was. Larger and older. I can only assume she means by mass and weight. Make America horny again, Crudy. Another topic that fueled tension between the two, again, Stormy Daniels and Attorney Necklace, was the slogan for Daniels' 2018 tour of strip clubs, Make America Horny Again. Crudy, she came to Madison. She was on tour. I think that was the Silk Place. We never made it. Necklace argued that the slogan showed Daniels was glad to promote her connection to Trump. Daniels has said she hated the slogan and never posted it herself, even if some promoters had. But on Thursday, Necklace presented two Instagram posts where Daniels used the slogan, and the witness conceded she had, in fact, posted it. Uh-oh, she used the term Make America Horny Again twice, Curdy. I guess this is how she's cashing in. Again, on Fox News today, this is all a big cash-in. Oh, she's cashing in. This is all about the shakedown. Stormy Daniels, the jury's not going to feel sorry for her because she's made more money ever since meeting Trump than she ever has. This is the position that Fox News was taking.
Well, Tom, the strip club tour slogan was not the only example that Necklace latched onto to argue that Daniel was out to capitalize on her affiliation with Trump. Necklace said Daniel used the affiliation to sell souvenirs online, including a Stormy Saint of Indictments candle. Daniels retorted that it's not unlike Mr. Trump, an apparent reference to Trump's campaign using his legal troubles to sell merchandise like a t-shirt with his mugshot. I was thinking the Bibles, Dom. After Necklace said most of what Daniels was selling was bragging about how you got President Trump indicted, the actress held her hands to her chest in what looked like mock surprise and replied, "I got President Trump indicted?" That were a few of the dramatic highlights of the day. There's more. There's more detail. I hope someday we get to read the sealed details the prosecutors have not yet entered into the testimony, Dom. That would not be important. Yet.
If the defense is really concerned about what, you know, what was said on the stand by Stormy Daniels, they should be very concerned if the prosecutors actually do submit more details from Stormy Daniels under seal.
You know, one of the things not covered in detail here at the coverage at the Washington Post, and again, we'll get to the calls soon, 844-967-2789, perhaps in less time than a Trump sexual encounter, reportedly with Stormy Daniels. But during the accusations that Necklace made against Stormy Daniels, you know, she's basically pounding this woman. She's trying to, what, embarrass her? Because it was
not
really about the details so much. And at one point, you know, the whole, well, you are a porn star. Here is the specific quote. You have a lot of experience making phony stories about sex appear to be real. And she said, wow, if that story were untrue, I would have written it a lot better. But that's not all she said. Stormy Daniels also pointed out the sex is very real. That's why it's called pornography. Otherwise, it's just a B movie. You know what I mean? Like, we're not faking the sex.
Exactly. And this isn't a 1980s TNA movie. You're seeing actual penetration. That is the point of the pornography. That's why they call it pornography.
And to imply that she's somehow financially motivated, as many of the legal experts pointed out, really does not benefit the defense team. Because that shows why Trump would be so motivated to pay her off before the election. Because they knew she wanted the money actually to keep her mouth shut. She saw that as a better solution than putting a target on her back.
Right.
It wasn't until 2 years later, after the NDA, after the election, that this came to light. She did keep her mouth shut. They caught and they killed this story. Now, the Karen McDougal, the playmate that Trump did allegedly have an affair with,
and a longer term affair, not a one night stand.
And even calling this a one night stand, a 1 minute stand, 90 second stand.
They were together. And he kept, apparently, according to her testimony, kept calling her. Sometimes once a week, she put her on speakerphone with her friends.
Multiple times
a week. He brought her into Trump Tower. He dangled the apprentice over her. You know, don't you want to get out of the trailer park? You know, whatever it takes, Trump.
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. It's a happier, happy hour indeed. And I lied to you. That was longer than a Trump escapade, reportedly. But we'll take a quick break. Little recovery time, quick shower, and we'll be back for another 30 minutes of the Devil's Advocates. Will get you all the way home. I don't mean it that way, Dom.
Best 30 minutes of your life, baby, coming up next. Oh, we'll get you home.
844-967-2789. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Stormy Thursday edition. It's been stormy in this town all week long. And it makes me feel good. A happier happy hour indeed. And
I feel good.
Got a statement from the former president coming out of court today. Let's not forget, twice rejected his calls for mistrial. I think twice today, or maybe yesterday and today?
A rejection of a mistrial today, along with a rejection of the eliminating the gag order.
Modification of the gag order.
Gag order. Correct.
So, yeah.
Denied both today.
And we'll get to the phones momentarily. I swear this time.
I swear, honey, this never happens.
844-967-2789. Here is how Trump reacted. You know he's going to react well to this news. Do we have this sound, Rich? Well, then I don't have to do my Trump voice. Some are going to be disappointed.
No, I don't know about that.
You'd rather have the straight broccoli? Okay, man. Feed him his broccoli, Rich. Here it is, Dom.
I'm innocent, and I'm being held in this court with a corrupt judge who's totally conflicted. Take a look at his conflict. It's a disgrace to the city of New York, to the state of New York, and to the country.
We got two? Well, let's play number two.
He's a corrupt judge, and he's totally conflicted. And I got to get back on the campaign trail. I'm not supposed to be here.
Famous last words. Here's the continuation of that quote, according to Foxy News. I've got to get back on the campaign trail. I'm not supposed to be here. We are so innocent. We are innocent.
We. Yeah.
Does he mean him and his little Mr. President? What's he talking about? We are so innocent. There's never been anything like it. I'm innocent. And I'm being held in this court with a corrupt judge who's totally conflicted. Take a look at his conflict. It is a disgrace to the city of New York, to the state of New York, and to the country.
We got one more. Let's hear it. Let's hear the last one, if you would, please, Rich.
I hope I didn't step on the Trump sound.
This judge is corrupt. He's a corrupt judge. This judge, what he did and what his ruling was, is a disgrace.
I mean, he says the same things in all three critics. It's the same thing. I did see him live. And again, it's a little harder to tell when you hear it there, but when you watch it, he's a little thick tongue. He's a little, I think it's wearing on him. He's winning. He's getting tired. It's dragging on his soul.
Womp, womp. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Well, you know, at least a broken clock is right, you know, twice a day. But this guy, premature Donald, according to Stormy, I don't know, but he's just stepped in it again, the way I see this whole thing, they weren't going to bring out any of those salacious details. But now, if you're going to continually contest this stuff and do what you're going to do, you know, why was it during Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton, you got every horrible detail about Bill Clinton's, you know, but yet it's out of bounds with this guy. I say open the document and let's talk about it.
Well, Dick, the alleged crimes here, and we can soon, I hope, stop saying alleged, but the alleged crimes here against Trump are obviously the business records. But the interesting part, the salacious detail part, the fact that Stormy has now described the minute, maybe 90 second
glory, heaven
for Trump. Trump always wins his races. You know what I'm saying? This
take me to Pleasure Town, baby.
The failure to, you know, wrap the little president with a condom, that also is a relevant detail only in the fact that they are claiming this incident never happened. The defense right. is still and, making the claim, and they did an opening statement. Todd Blanche did, as was pointed out by Judge Bershon today.
Never happened. Never when, happened. Wasn't me.
And now they're asking for a dismissal because there's too much detail about the messy about never sex happened? That never right. happened.
It's amazing. Yes. And again, it goes to her, the detail, the more detail she provides, the more credible she seems. And as the judge told Todd Blanche and the attorneys for Donald Trump, you brought this up. You opened this door by saying this never happened. A little bit from the CNN on this, prosecutor Joshua Steinglass says there were very salacious details that were purposely omitted from Stormy Daniels' account, saying he's willing to make a sealed filing with those details if necessary. Steinglass said the prosecution specifically chose not to ask questions in a way that would elicit some of those details so as not to embarrass Trump. For example, Steinglass notes that the judge sustained an objection to a question to Daniels about whether she felt anything different at the time of the alleged sexual encounter with Trump. Prosecutor says Daniels would have testified that she felt the skin of a 60-year-old man and that it was different for her as a 27-year-old woman at the time. Steinglass says that would have been corroborated, of her allegations. We feel that we have very faithfully adhered to your honor's ruling, the prosecutor said in summary.
And they fail to mention up until now, Dom, you know, that you could call him Super Mario, but Little Mario, because apparently it's a small mushroom.
Before the mushroom.
Before the mushroom. 844. I feel like we're encouraging Mark now. 844-967-2789. Don't follow our bad example, Mark. We are juvenile delinquents. Please be better.
Well, delinquents, not so juvenile these days. What's up, Mark?
Yeah, a question. You used the word unadulterated. If the adultery hadn't taken place, this case would not have been taking place because you would not have felt the need to at least quash this particular case, you know, to silence, you know, to buy off, you know, that this particular woman.
You know, I really don't hear, hey, Mark, if I may just throw out there quick and I'll let you continue. I really don't hear the right talking about adultery. I mean, aren't the religious right, isn't that one of the big ones, Mark?
They're all doing it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And they're all doing it. I mean, remember, I can remember Jimmy Swaggart. You guys might be too young to actually have picked up on that back then.
I thought that was Jim Baker, Tammy Faye, and Jim Baker.
A lot of evangelicals crying back in the day, Mark.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous that you know, Donald Trump did it. He falsified the records. I mean, but people are willing to overlook this because he's Donald Trump, and for some reason that they've, I don't know what fantasy world that they live in. I mean, you've mentioned, you know, them, you know, pasting his head on Sylvester Stallone's body, or, you know, that some Arnold Schwarzenegger's body. It just is ridiculous. I mean, the man has been so weird. Doughy for a number of years, so.
You know, Mark,
so weird.
For a second, I thought it was my body. For a second.
Well, the Sylvester Stallone?
No, but the AI superimposement of Trump on a, you know, an otherwise sexy body. I thought it was me for a moment.
That was your body.
I thought.
A guy like me. He's a short guy like me, Kurt. That was never you.
8'4".
I mean, maybe Dolph Lundgren or something. If you were, you know,
I will break you. 8'4".
I must break you.
9672789. And unlike Trump, I've never been accused of being short, Dom. CJ, welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey, CJ.
Hey, guys. Well, you know,
talking Stormy.
I prefer to talk about.
I'd no, we're talking Stormy,
talk but my on the Jews and Israel. But you guys,
I am okay. Okay, let's
circle jerk.
Well, CJ, I was about to come around. Okay, I was trying to actually come around to your topic, and then you go and say something salacious like that. Now come I got to put you man. Under a gag order.
Oh, CJ. See, not even right. Not even right. Judge Juan Merchan has denied
he's going to wreck our good reputation.
I don't give a damn about my reputation. Merchan denied the defense's motion for a mistrial, says he disagrees with the Trump team's attorney that Stormy Daniels gave a new account in her testimony this week. Before the ruling, Merchan said the jurors have to decide who they believe in the case of the encounter between the two. He notes that the people do not have to prove the encounter happened because the defense has called her credibility into question. Prosecutors have to make an effort to show her story is credible to prove their case. The more specificity Ms. Daniels can provide about the encounter, the more the jury can weigh whether the encounter did occur, and if so, whether they choose to credit Ms. Daniels' story. There were many times Ms. Necklace could have objected, but didn't. Quote, for some unexplained reason that I still don't understand, there was no objection to certain testimony cited in the motion for mistrial. And again, today, Merchan says, why on earth wouldn't she object to the mention of a condom? I don't understand, Merchan said of Necklace.
Well,
they should have objected.
They're still pushing the narrative that this sexual encounter never happened. I mean, it's in the Fox News reporting today. Necklace is.
I object. There was a condom. You know what I mean? How do you object to something that never would have happened anyway?
Here's another.
Every time.
An interesting point of contention in the court, Dom. Whether or not Stormy got fed that night. Because, of course, her story was she came for dinner. And the guy was wearing his jammies, right?
His silk pajamas, baby.
And then she made him change. So apparently then they had a conversation some period of time. And then what? He was accused of being self-absorbed.
Yep,
and
yep.
Then she right. spanked him with the magazine. And then apparently he became a little less narcissistic, at least for a period of time.
Know, a little of the madam, you know. Apparently Trump needs to be put into his place. Maybe that's why he is. He needs a woman, you know, with the tights and the whip and the heels to bring him to heel.
Well, perhaps
I'm just suggesting.
Perhaps he thought it was foreplay because apparently Stormy went to the bathroom and she came out. And the guy's sitting there in his boxers in a t-shirt. And I don't care if you're 25, 45, or 65. That's not a sexy look for any man, Dom. You know what I'm saying? That's just not any man's best look.
Doing the George Costanza.
And so she apparently finds herself in this very brief, as she described it, sexual tryst with the man. And their point of contention is he did too feed you. That was part of the contention. She's like, no, he didn't. Well, that's a change in your story. And she's like, no. So, I mean, at what point does the defense lose credibility? Because there were a number of times that she would challenge a premise, and there were times where the defense attorneys would say something that the judge had already said, I'm not going to admit this information. The fact that Stormy Daniels apparently was arrested somewhere around the time of her divorce, and the judge said, we're not admitting this testimony. And there were a number of times she asked questions, Necklace, Pearl Necklace, your girl, would ask questions knowing that the judge would overrule her. There would be objections in front of the jury, but human beings can't unring the bell, right? You hear it brought up. Well, don't pay any attention to this allegation that Stormy was arrested. It's inadmissible. Well, that's all you're going to think about for a while. Well, what was she arrested for? Tell me more about that, right? So this effort by the defense was also to try and put chinks in the reputation to do personal harm to Stormy Daniels. And in fact, Alina Haba reportedly sitting in the front row, her and Rick Scott, the Skeletor senator, this guy that...
Voldemort? Don't say his name.
Well, you realize that guy was accused, credibly, of defrauding the U.S. government to the tune of $1.5 billion? And so anyways, well, these are his supportive. Now, Rick...
Medicare fraud, whatever.
Rick Scott came out and basically defied the gag order on behalf of Trump. And Alina Haba, when they were basically making the worst smears, when they were asking Stormy, you know, was this a net benefit? She said, no, really, this has been a terrible thing for my life. This has been bad. I wouldn't want this to have happened. And they said Alina Haba was sitting in the front row, grinning ear to ear. Whenever Stormy talked about personal pain brought through this incident, that made Trump's lawyer very, very happy. Folks, more Devil's Advocates. Join us, 844-96-PARTY.
Imagining a place where it's always safe and warm. Come in, she said, I'll give you a shelter from the storm.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It is the Shelter from the Storm for only one more segment, 844-967-2789.
You know, Stormy was not the only one to give testimony today in the Trump, Stormy Daniels, hush money voter deception trial in New York State. There was also a former Trump official who worked at the RNC. Her name was Madeline Westerhout. I think that's right. And she, similar to Hope Hicks, apparently broke down on the stand today, Dom, as she gave some damning testimony against her former boss. Republican officials, and this is new news to me, Dom. Not shocking, but, you know, kind of damning when you hear it from an RNC official giving testimony against Donald Trump for why he would want to cover this Stormy Daniels tryst up. Republican officials were debating if there was a way to remove former President Donald Trump from the ballot in the 2016 election after the release of the Access Hollywood tape. This was in October, dude.
Remember when the Republican Party used to care about things like that?
Guys, men of character like Speaker Paul Ryan, who... disinvited Trump from the Fall Festival in the first CD of Wisconsin.
And then merged their agendas. Much like Stormy and Trump.
And is that what you call it now? Merging agendas?
Merging agendas.
They claim there was no merger, Dom.
No merger?
That's what they claim.
But hang on. Real quick, if I may, I had this thought. I want to get it out before I forget. You can join us, 844-967-2789. If there was a discussion about whether or not Stormy Daniels actually ate dinner that night, like a meal. You know what I'm saying?
She was questioned under cross-examination. Like,
okay, so then it does...
You got fed. Defense, no, I didn't.
The defense is acknowledging that the encounter happened, that she was in the room. Because otherwise, how could you say that she was fed? You know, you can't have it both ways. Nothing ever happened, or is it just that the sex didn't happen?
They're denying the sexual allegations. There are literally pictures of the two together. Although there are pictures of E. Jean Carroll and Trump, and he thought it was Marla Maples. So the old man slipping a little. But anyways, this Westerhout giving testimony today said that the RNC was thinking about replacing Trump on the ballot after the release of the Access Hollywood tape. And she was the former Trump assistant and the Republican National Committee official. Again, Madeline Westerhout. She told the court during the latest day of testimony in the Manhattan hush money trial, as they're calling it. According to The Guardian's reporting, when questioned, Westerhout explained, "It's my recollection that there were conversations about how it would be possible to replace him to the candidate if it came to that." Well, they were thinking it was coming to that, were they not?
Well, I wonder if they're thinking about that right now.
The Manhattan Trial Center, there are donors meeting with Nikki Haley. Do you see Nikki Haley pulled 21%? The other day,
she never campaigned in the state and she pulled 21%.
She dropped out a month and a half ago. She pulled 21%. That's one out of five Republican voters. Was it Pennsylvania? The Manhattan trial centers on Trump's alleged $130,000 hush money payment to an adult film star, Stormy Daniels, because they never had sex, right? According to Trump's defense. They're still trying to prove that. And District Attorney Alvin Bragg has characterized this as fundamentally a scheme to defraud voters. And the Access Hollywood tape is a core part of the context in which this happened. The Access Hollywood tape, if you'll recall them, infamously nearly sunk Trump's campaign in the final weeks. And the conversation with Billy Bush, originally recorded in 2005, Trump made numerous lewd remarks about women and boasted he'd grab them by the because he was a celebrity and women let him do anything. We know, Dom, this occurred in the context of numerous women coming forward to accuse him of sexual assault and other misconduct. I would point out today the one-year anniversary of the first E. Jean Carroll defamation ruling against the man.
Oh, really?
I believe
Happy
it is.
Anniversary? Crudy, Nikki Haley pulled 21% in Indiana's primary on Tuesday.
I knew it was a Big Ten state.
Yeah, in Pennsylvania, 2 weeks ago, 17%. And as mentioned, she's meeting next week with donors who supported her campaign, a re-entry into public life, as they're calling it, at the AP. She'll appear at events on Monday and Tuesday, about 100 donors in Charleston. The gathering, first reported by the Wall Street Journal, is intended as a thank you, Crudy. Haley is not expected to endorse Trump, but she won 21% in Indiana when she dropped out over a month. I mean, that's not great. So I wonder, when we talk about this testimony given by the Hoot lady, Madeline, what was her name? Madeline Westerhout, about the RNC question, how can we get this guy off the ballot? I wonder if it's kind of deja vu for everybody.
Here's one last thought for the day, Dom. Again, the cross-examination of Stormy. Former President Trump's hush money trial attorney asked adult film star Stormy Daniels a question which one legal expert described as dumb, 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 and it sent her rushing and failing to cover her tracks. What's her name? Pearl Neckles peppered Daniels with many questions Thursday during the cross-examination in the Manhattan criminal courtroom. You understand that in this case, Trump is charged with a crime for how the payment was labeled. Nicholas says, when Daniels replied she understood no such thing, Nicholas snapped, even though you've tweeted about him being indicted, you don't understand? Daniels was ready with her answer. There are a lot of indictments.
He's been indicted a lot. Is that now admissible? Can we go down that rabbit hole now?
Laughter erupted in the courtroom down the hall where hordes of reporters and public watched the exchange on the television monitor. Uh-oh. Apparently, Dom, they laughed. Nicholas cried out objection and demanded the reply be stricken from the record. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Thanks to our fine guest, Ben Wickler. Don't forget on the big show tomorrow, Mark Pocan in the 3 o'clock hour, Joe Walsh in the 5 o'clock hour. Rich, thank you for what you do. Thank you all for listening to the greatest dramatic reading of the Stormy Daniels testimony. You've heard all